Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and you can check out How to Do Everything, the new podcast from the producers of Wait Wait, this week, How to Make Your Truck Your Home. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jeff Jordan. I'm from Griffin, Georgia.
Hey, how are things in Griffin, Georgia?
Very nice, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, I don't know where Griffin is. Where is it?
It's about 20 miles south of Atlanta Airport. So if you've ever been through here on the airport, you've been near Griffin.
I have. I sensed a certain Griffin-ness.
That was it. That's why you were there for 3 hours.
Yes, exactly. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Carl Castle, of course, is going to perform for you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you will be a big winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here's your first one.
At work, we are wishing we knew just how well we all do what we do. Finding out once a year won't assuage half our fears, so we're getting a daily...
Flu. I don't know.
Oh, well, it's a two-word answer, rhymes with new and... Or two-syllable answer, rather. Rhymes with we knew, we do...
You get a yearly...
I don't know.
How about review?
How about that? Oh, review. That's it.
Hey, you're right. Peter, that was a great hint.
Yeah. It was. Well, every employee hates the annual performance review, but according to the Wall Street Journal, things are about to change. Get ready for the daily performance review in your workplace. Look for feedback like, he's got a good attitude, but he's unable to complete any major projects because of the constant performance reviews. All right. Still have 2 more chances. Let's get these right. Here's your next one.
Some wedding traditions grow weaker, but footwear is getting much sleeker. I say my I do's in rubber-soled shoes. Yes, I'm wearing white bridal
sneakers.
Yes, indeed. Bridal sneakers. A Paris... Bridal Salon introduced a line of high-fashion satin bridal sneakers. They are flying off the shelves. They're perfect for the modern bride who values comfort over style and wants to be able to quickly flee either from the marriage or towards the next one. Endorsement deals are already in the works. From the makers of Chuck Taylors, how about Liz Taylors?
Apparently not.
Right. Here is your last limerick.
In bed, we're joined by our pup. The boy kicks in his sleep. I jump up. Some plastic I sew to protect what's below. My jammies now feature a...
cup.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Every parent of young children knows about this. You go to sleep in your own comfy bed. You wake up in the middle of a cage wrestling match between yourself and a bunch of toddlers who had nightmares, and they each have 2 knees that act like crotch-seeking missiles. So, one Australian inventor and presumably parent is now selling pajamas with heavy-duty padding in the key region. It's an alternative to the simpler solution, don't have kids.
Well, if you wear those pajamas, you're not going to have to worry about that.
That's true. Carl, how did Jeff do?
Jeff had 2 correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize. Congratulations, Jeff.
Well done. Congratulations, Jeff, and thanks so much for playing.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?